With a drought plan finished, water managers from across the Southwest recently gathered in Las Vegas to figure out what's next. Climate change is already restricting the region's water supplies, and as Luke Runyon reports, there's little agreement on how to bring that balance back to the Colorado River Basin.
The annual gathering of nearly everyone who taps into the Colorado River took place in a Las Vegas casino conference center. In a room the size of an airplane hangar, U.S. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Brenda Berman took the stage to give a congratulatory pat on the back.
To all of you in this room, to those of you who are in the negotiating parties, to those of you who supported them, for those of you who covered for them at home while they had disappeared for it seemed like months on end to negotiate, to work, to analyze, well done, everyone.
At last year's meeting, Berman's message was more dire, urging the seven states that rely on the river to complete their drought contingency plans. With the deals done, she acknowledged that they're not the final solution.
Since completion of the DCPs in May, I recognize that the hard work of implementation has begun.
That now includes the plan's first true test. Lake Mead, the river's largest reservoir just outside of Vegas, is still less than half full. And because of that, users in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will have to take less water from it in 2020. It's a different story in the river's headwaters. Becky Mitchell is director of Colorado's top water agency. She says completion of the agreement kicked off an even tougher process.
That is the beginning. That is not the end. And so that's the process that we're in right now, is looking at what's best for the state of Colorado.
Which could involve a program called demand management. In theory, it would pay users to conserve in the midst of a crisis in order to boost the river's big reservoirs. How it would work and who would pay for it are still unanswered questions. Another concern is how to make the program equitable so it doesn't burden one user over another.
So not just on municipal or industrial, not just on agriculture, not the environment shouldn't be harmed in the process.
But the drought plan is simply a band-aid for the region's water problems. It expires in 6 years, meaning a whole new set of rules need to be negotiated between now and then. The current rules date back to 2007, and key players were left out of the negotiations, like Native American tribes and environmental groups. Jennifer Pitt of the Audubon Society says it's in the basin's best interest to have different perspectives at the table.
You won't end up with endangered species lawsuits, and you won't end up with court cases over tribal water rights, and so you'll spend your time at the negotiating table instead of doing battle somewhere else.
While those groups will be better represented this time around, there's still plenty of thorny issues to iron out.
You know what? Sometimes you gotta throw a little rock or two to get people's attention.
Tina Shields works for the Imperial Irrigation District, the sprawling expanse of vegetable and hay fields in Southern California, and the single largest user of Colorado River water. Before they sign on to any deal, they want a long-term solution for the ecological disaster playing out in their backyard.
Moving forward, you know, let's address this salt and sea up front and not make the promises where we'll get to it, and then they never actually get to it.
As the district uses less water, the Salton Sea, a huge inland lake, shrinks, exposing toxic beaches and becoming fatal to birds and fish. And they may get what they want. The district has a well-earned reputation for throwing its weight around on Colorado River issues.
We use a lot of water, so we have a lot of potential to conserve water, but we have a problem.
The Las Vegas meeting was also buzzing with grand ideas on how best to fix the Colorado River's longstanding imbalance, where more water exists on paper than in the river itself. To those champing at the bit to get started on new agreements, Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Brenda Berman hit the pause button.
The simple answer is no. It's not yet time to take on that task.
Instead, the federal government will study how the previous agreement has worked and use those findings to set the table for the next round of talks, starting a year from now. I'm Luke Runyon in Las Vegas.